This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, generosity with our family members in our Islamic lifestyle. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is such an honor to be here at your service. We are talking about generosity with our families and how it is an integral part of our Islamic lifestyle. Now, of course, Islam very highly recommends and encourages every single one of us to be generous. Matter of fact, to be generous is one of the qualities of a Muslim, and it is one of the qualities of a believer. We have seen in the lives and in the biographies and in the seerah and the sunnah and the manners and the behaviors and the traditions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, as well as the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, the divinely appointed Imams alayhimus salam as well, that generosity was a very fundamental thing in their lives. They were very generous. Now, of course, generosity can come in different ways, but the generosity that we are really talking about on the episode today is this financial generosity, this economic generosity, if you will. And we are going to be talking about how this generosity should be primarily geared towards our families. Now, of course, as we said, generosity is something which is integral in our Islamic lifestyle. Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So we are talking about generosity in our Islamic lifestyle, how a Islamic lifestyle needs to have generosity. We find that the Messenger of Allah and the Ahlul Bayt and the divinely appointed Imams, peace and blessings upon them all, have taught us to be generous. Now, a question here comes up as well, who should we be generous to, right? And so a lot of times we think, oh, well, we'll try to go out of our way to find somebody who is needy to be generous to. It's interesting, but in the traditions of these Immaculates and these Infallibles, peace and blessings upon them, we find that the first people that one should be generous to is their family. Meaning the right of generosity first is a right of our family members, our direct family members, whether it is our spouses or our children or our parents or our siblings. This very first level of family relations is the people who have a right upon us for generosity. So we cannot go out of our way, you know, to the other side of town to try to find somebody to be generous to when our direct and first level family members are in need of generosity. Yes, if they're not in need of generosity, then you go to the, you know, next level and the next circle. But the first level of individuals who have the right to our generosity is our family members. And of course, this is a very important part of our Islamic lifestyle.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.